Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, hello Friday before Thanksgiving. Good morning, all of you wonderful people out there. You early people. You're the ones, you know, the people who are listening at 5:46 in the morning. You're the ones. Just the way it is. Nice to be here with you.
You're claiming them as your favorites. Is that what you're doing?
I am.
All right.
Because
me too.
They're like, you know, they're also living in the dark. You know, we're the dark dwellers. We're the darkness dwellers.
Occasionally, we get a text when people say, you know, I'm listening for Green Day.
Oh,
I want to hear you guys come on right after that, or on a Friday of Van Halen.
Sure, but after Van Halen. Right.
Yeah, that's neat. I like that.
Yeah. Me too.
Anticipation, and here we are. We're ready to go.
Hi, we're
Let's get
ready
the
to
day
go.
Started.
Friday.
We all survived our big party yesterday, which is great.
Oh, great. So fun. Full bellies, ham and turkey and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you need the mashed potatoes.
I didn't eat the mashed potatoes. I didn't eat any of the good stuff. They had like mac and cheese and all
the
kinds
ham
of,
was
like,
delicious and the turkey good. Was good.
It was all oh
the ham was amazing, yeah.
I know, the ham was really good. It was like a honey glazed ham. I was like, oh, this is probably not on the diet. This tastes sweet and delicious. Ooh. And then our wife, Mayara.
Our Brazilian wife.
She made these braggadocios. Or I don't know what they're called, but they start with a BR or something.
I had like 10 of those things in my pockets, and they did not fare well on the drive home. But I did it. I ate them anyway. They were good. Really good.
Well, they're just like little delightful bites of the best fudge you ever had in your life. Yeah.
Brigadeiros, that's my new favorite thing.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Yeah. That's
not in your pants though. Don't put them in your pants.
Okay, I
well,
do that.
You're very warm, Finn.
I would have still eaten them though. So
speaking of being very warm.
Still eat them.
So scrape them out, obviously.
Yeah,
they're fine, delicious. You don't want any of that to go to waste.
I'm in the car for an hour no matter what. I got plenty of time to clean myself. Let's do this.
Were you trying to bring those home to like the fam or were you
just wanted to not be
snacks
seen
for the
with
way home.
Handfuls of stuff as I exit. That's all.
I see. Yeah. Stick those in a pocket. And speaking of warm, you know, Vinny, he loves all my jackets that I have, the red one from Mount Gay Rum. And he actually started me on look, I've always been a person who finds something, a jacket that works or a sweater or something, and I just wear it to death because it's like, well, there's that. It's easy, and I love that thing. And
or
whatever.
Anything, really. I've seen you wear, when I first met you, you wore the same pair of Doc Marten shoes.
And I
every
had
day.
Worn, right, yeah. I don't even know what happened to those things. They must have worn out because there's no way I could ditch those.
Right.
It's true. I have the one pair of shoes, the favorite jeans. Sometimes, you know, I wear the jeans a couple days in a row. And then, you know, you got to wash them. You don't have to. You don't do that. But I wash them. And I'm always sad when they're gone. And then I get them back on as soon as I can. You know, like, oh.
Gone in the laundry. Is that what you mean? Yeah.
Well,
okay.
You know, I got to go like a day or two without them.
Right.
I don't like that. So, you know, a few years ago, I don't remember how many years, Vinny bought me a black puffy jacket. And that journey began because I just kept buying the same one over and over. And then we got at least one promotionally. It was awesome. And so I don't know what happened. I don't know where I left it. I don't know what happened to it. It was just gone. You know, you leave it on the back of a chair somewhere and then you never see it again. You know, the drill with your favorite clothes. And so it's been gone for a while. And I've been wearing this red promotional jacket, which it's fine. It was a nice warm jacket, whatever. But I didn't like that. It had like Velcro all over it and just, you know, it wasn't ideal. But who cares? I put the thing on every morning. Nice deep pockets, you know. So, Vinny, yesterday, tomorrow's my birthday. But yesterday was the last day that we all saw each other.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you, guys.
And my buddy Jason Cisco wrote me and said, oh, hey, tell Sarah I said happy birthday.
Oh, oh. Thanks, Jason.
And I was like, man.
That's really nice.
He listens. It's so yeah. cool. On the Odyssey know, app.
We do a radio show. And
that.
And we people are listening. Hi, Sandy. And, hi, Ellie.
And happy birthday Hello. To Felicia as well.
Oh, hi, Felicia.
That's his
Hello,
daughter.
Felicia.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, she right around the same time as me, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh. So anyways, yesterday you, and by the way, I'll tell you something. That card you guys did was like so perfectly the three. First of all, three dudes remember someone's birthday and actually make the effort to do it, to put a card together. And you know what?
It's the least we could do, Sarah.
It's, no, it's not the least. You could have done less. You could have done far less. And it was, I have to say, I was actually really touched by it. And I just laughed. I brought it home. I showed John. I'm like, look, let's see what the guys wrote. I did each of your, I read it to him in each of your voices.
Voice, yeah. Yeah, oh, you know. Great.
All right.
I love you to the back of the moon, which is the funniest thing anyone's ever said. And, you know, I don't really have an impersonation of Bryn at
yeah,
all. I don't really.
I've heard it. It's terrible. I think it's the same as what you do for John. You know, that's usually how it sounds.
Yeah, that's how it sounds.
That does not sound like me.
Alex, I got, and Vinny, obviously, I've got him nailed. I know how to do Vinny. But I read him that and everything, and I said, you know, Vinny, also, I said, do you remember that Vinny got me the very first, you know, black puffy jacket I had? He goes, yeah, sounds familiar. I go, well, he came through again. So we had a couple hours
through.
To burn. He came through. You got my wardrobe updated. Thank you. He, I don't know how we got on this yesterday, but somehow you decided you were going to get me a jacket and there was nothing I could do about it. And I just thought, you know, that's, it's so nice. It's a beautiful. It's the same puffy jacket.
It's a down jacket,
it's a
right?
Patagonia. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's like this, like shiny blue. It's so pretty. And I just love it. And I'm thrilled because here I am with a, you know, a great, you guys, thank you. I just, and Vinny, specifically you, that was, mwah! I just love
You're
it.
You're welcome. I'm happy to, I like it as well. And I put a little bit of effort into that. I went over to the place and tried them on and I.
Oh, you tried them found, on to make
well,
sure they figure if they fit you, they'll fit
I was
me.
Based on the sizing, I had to use me as the model. And then I had color issues and was really stressing about that. And I was like,
oh, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Okay,
and
good.
Did the, and people in the ladies department where you were trying on the jacket, they were
yeah.
like.
there was an older lady, kind of in my way, actually, but I was I was trying them on. She goes, you know, you're in the ladies section, right? I said, yes, I'm trying to figure. Anyway, right. What? And I start talking to her and I'm like, what yeah. do you like? Yeah. You like this? The green, the blue, you like this orange, and we're going through the whole thing.
Oh,
and,
orange. I do like orange, but orange, I mean, blue's more sedate.
You know, there were a part of me was like, let's just be adventurous. But knowing that you wear it every single day.
Blue is probably a much better choice because you're right. I would be like, oh, an orange jacket. I love it. I'm going to just be a pumpkin all the time.
Right. So oh. I think that I'm good about the choice. I'm glad that you like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. And the inside is like, it's like a blue and white, like a cloud fabric. It's so beautiful. I really love
good.
It. Thank you.
I'm glad.
I want to tell you guys how incredibly touched I was that because I had totally even forgotten that it was my birthday. The only thing I can think about is that my kid is here somewhere. He's everybody came home, like Riley came home for the week because Sean's going to be here and Sean is somewhere. I don't know where they all slept. I'm sure I'm waking them up right now. And I'm just, you know, because Sean got in. Oh, man, air travel right now. It's have you heard of anyone having a smooth flight that left on time and got where it was supposed to go? And it's just
well, the storms that are about to hit the East Coast are for real, and they've moved like in New York. They had to move a football game out of Buffalo, which is Buffalo's built for that. Like those people,
yeah, they know
but
about.
They were going to get so much snow that they couldn't play the football game there, so they moved it to Detroit. So it's you have to believe if they say they're getting 6 feet of snow, that that's going to cause air travel issues that just domino through the state. So
yeah, through the whole thing. So I'm not mad about it. My kid is supposed to fly back on actual Thanksgiving Day, which is such a great day to travel on. I won't be mad if he has to stay longer. But he does have a gig. Here's the thing. My kids have been to the snow. We've been to Tahoe a million times. But this will be his first East Coast winter.
Mm.
And it is no joke. Like, for Christmas, we're getting him boots. I mean, don't tell him because, you know. We're getting him boots and a heavy jacket. And thank you. And, you know, like, on the regular, we used to pull these, shells on over our pants. Like, you just... It isn't even like Tahoe because the snow's wet and gross and just heavy. Like,
well, and you're living in it.
Tahoe, you just go, whew, you blow it off your porch with your, you know, whew, and it just goes off into the sides. But back east, man, every shovelful weighs 30 pounds. It's just, right. And you're living in it. And it's piled up on the sidewalks. They don't have any place to put it. So when he gets home to New York after 6 feet of snowfall, or whatever they wind up getting, I mean, it's going to be profound.
Yeah, Manhattan won't get 6 feet, and other parts of that, right. You know, New England and all, they're not going to all get 6 feet, but there's going to be heavy weather hitting that whole East Coast, upper Northeast area. So,
right. Yeah,
it's air travel is going to really be something.
It's definitely, it's a funny thing because everybody, you know, is traveling to someplace or hosting, and it because think of how Thanksgiving works, the whole get together, family, eat all the food, let's have some pie, and so it's just crazy that we do it at this time. We should do it in the summer when air travel's a lot more reliable. It really is like, oh, everything's gonna suck.
You want to change the date, huh, of Thanksgiving?
Yeah, let's just change it to, like, you know, there's nothing really going on in August. Have it in August. Every day you should
okay.
be thanks. Right?
You know, I'll tell you something. I don't know how to say this. I want it to sound exactly how I mean it, which is I'm proud of yeah, right. You know, that's I realize that you are his safety net to some extent, but honestly, I didn't know if he was gonna last 2 weeks. You know?
I didn't either.
Like, going out on your own, even if you've got a little backup, doesn't mean you're automatically going to feel comfortable in a new state, in a new place, and be able to. And I don't even say that just about him. Like, anyone who goes out and tackles the world by themselves for the first time, it's a test. It's hard. It's not as easy as you think. And you might say to yourself, "Oh well, look, he could have very easily said." F this.
Right.
I got a much cushier gig on the other side of the country. I'm going back. But he hasn't.
Right.
And he's,
he hasn't.
I bet
and
you now.
I'm proud of him too, Vin.
As we look at winter and, you know, you start to think, oh, well, California kid. I bet he's going to do fine. You know, he's already risen to the challenge. I'm sure he's, you know, he'll adapt.
Yeah, it's and actually, I've always felt that winter and sort of, you know, Mother Nature's adversity is a character builder. Like, when you have to deal and you have to find ways to cope with that, and it just becomes no thing. You're equipped and you do it, and it makes everything else in life easier when you're like dealing with it, and minimizes some of the things you think are big problems and your worries when you have to get up 15 minutes early, start your car. Hopefully you can, the lock isn't frozen, and then you have to warm the thing up, and then you have to shovel the thing out. It's the adversity is real, and I think that is it's a character builder. You got to toughen up, you know, kid.
Well, there's an absolute part of anyone, including me, and I've got some stick-to-itiveness, but
yes.
And yet there's a part of anyone in the back of their mind that would say, screw this. What am I doing? Yeah. But you got to finish. You got a day to
you
do.
Do.
You got work to be
you
at.
Do.
You got this to do.
Yep.
You got, yeah.
Well, it had to be eye-opening for you. I mean, I'm sure you'd been to New York in the winter or whatever, but dealing with, like, when we were living in Philly And we were only there. I think we were gone by February of the same year that you showed up. Well, actually, the next year that you showed up, you know, because you came in August. So you got to see summer and fall. And then all of a sudden it was like, wow, the weather here sucks. Like, this isn't good. And so it had that had to be eye-opening. Driving in it is just awful. You know, you were having to commute in from wherever, from that dude's house you were staying at, Mr. Reagan.
I think about that a lot. That was a really hard time. It was not, I did not feel necessarily very safe in that dude's house. That was a weird situation.
I was actually thinking about the weather, but you're right. The glowing ember and the dentist chair.
Yeah.
That was such a strange place. But, you know, you live where you have to live. So Sean he went to a year of college, but he was living at home for it. And I really feel like I'm psyched for him because this is his dream. It's what he wants. And I'm excited. And I haven't seen him in, I mean, pushing 6 months. I just can't wait. I'm.
Oh.
I know. I'm really.
Well, he's building
really
his life.
Happy.
I talk to other friends who have college age kids, or I talk to college age kids, and you know, where you decide to go to school or where you decide to, you know, do your thing, that's highly likely where you're going to end up. Often you have built internships and relationships and
a network. Right.
Yeah, you start building all this stuff already, unbeknownst to you. These are the people who will probably keep you employed for years to come, you know?
Right.
Like, he's might be a New Yorker.
He might be.
Not necessarily, but I'm just saying that's a big part of where he's building his life.
You're absolutely right. And it's, you know, that's one of the, I will say this about having kids, now that I don't really have little kids anymore, thank God. Alex, there's 18 difficult years. Actually, there's plenty. There's all the years are difficult. Even now, I worry, and you know, there's that. My piece of my heart is with each of them. Like, if anything were to happen, it's just obviously would be devastating. But it's to be the person watching that movie, the movie where your kids are growing up and having their adventures and learning, you know, getting their hard knocks and learning life's lessons and then going off on their own. Like, that is the like the whole thing is the reward for it. It's the best GD thing ever.
Every
also the
milestone,
worst. Yeah, you know? Every little milestone. It's so true.
I mean, your kids left the house. That's a big milestone. But, like,
dude,
you know,
it's so great.
Taking the first step, saying their first sentence, you know, learning how to actually pronounce words.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Salt.
Hey, real quickly, if you guys could check out the Alice973 Instagram and go ahead and wish Sarah her happy birthday wishes.
Oh, thank you. I'll look at that today. That's very sweet. What did you what did you put up there?
It's our evil genius has something super cute.
Great.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I love it. Like.
It's on the Alice Instagram?
That's right. Like and comment. Go
if
ahead
you're
and
breathing,
comment.
You're wealthy. Yeah, that's fantastic.
You be the captain, too. You coined all the amazing phrases.
My hair is longer than that now. I
can't believe you're such a good person.
I can't believe I'm such a good person. It really is true. All right, I'll leave that open. I'll take a look at people. Right. Thank you. They're very nice.
Of course. And thanks, evil genius Edwin.
Yes, Edwin. Yeah, thanks, Edwin.
Edwin just get his first house? Is that what I saw?
I didn't see that.
I don't know. Let me see.
Let me, you know, I think that I saw on Instagram something about him, you know, getting, it was like the American dream. And maybe it wasn't him. I, you know, sometimes people who don't put their, they put a tricky little phrase for their handle instead of their name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I don't, maybe I mistook it, but I could have sworn it was him. Anyway, we also have to say, good luck to Rage and his partner.
That's right, yeah.
Our dude Rage is
having a baby.
His partner goes in today for a C-section.
Right. And you may not think you know who Rage is, but if you've ever heard a promo, you know, that's the guy. He's the creative genius behind a lot of what you hear on Alice.
Yeah,
it's a big day.
Yeah.
That first kid. He didn't have any other kids, does he?
He does have another kid, but he was young man.
Oh.
He's like not quite
Bryn style.
Yeah, kind but
Bryn
not style, quite, but close.
Not quite me, yeah. He has a 15-year-old daughter.
I didn't know.
I think, though, that this one, well, I don't know that he's, you know, when you're young, I have a feeling it's going to be a big deal for him today. So go Rage.
Go Rage.
We love you, buddy.
Very exciting. Boo, 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 boo. And happy birthday to the new baby, a little Scorpio.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, I have a soft spot for Scorpios. I know a lot of them. And I am one. So. Mm-hmm. Are both your daughters? No. One's in August, right? So one's a Leo. But Isla is a little Scorpio.
Oh, she is? Oh, I don't pay attention to that. She is?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
were you talking about Isla?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Bryn's new baby.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no. That baby's going to be a Gemini. No, Sagittarius.
Well, what's Cameron if it's October 31st? Is that?
Oh, she's also, yeah.
Oh.
She's a Scorpio. I think it's like the 20th.
There you go.
Scorpios
are feisty.
Yeah, they are. Oh, man. Liars, super sexual, mysterious.
What are you doing? Stop
mean.
It.
Don't do that.
I love it.
Does it really
I love
say all that stuff under your sign?
Yeah.
You weren't just making that up?
No.
It says Scorpio. Mean.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know
Scorpio.
If it's mean.
Sexual.
Sexual.
All right.
Supposedly. I don't know. It's the foxiest sign. So, you know, that's why I'm super glad I'm a Scorpio because I'm so foxy.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
You don't know any foxy Virgos, do you? I'm just kidding. They're foxy.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Oh, boy. All I know is this is, this is going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. We got a lot going on. 2 weeks from today is Alice in Winterland.
What?
I know. Everybody's going to go off and have their Thanksgiving week, and it's just going to be excellent. Try to really enjoy it. Look around. You know, the exercise where you go around the table and say what you're thankful for, that is, don't be flip about that. Be grateful. Be thankful. I know it's not, you know, it actually wasn't great what the pilgrims did, but, they set the stage. They set the stage. You know, settlers, that's not necessary. Colonists,
I'm sure they did nice stuff too, Sarah.
Sure, you know, I bet they did. Right. Sure, that's true. Anyway, it's Friday. No matter what, it's going to be Friday all day. You can always, always fall back. That's your fallback position.
Have a great Friday, you
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back after this.
You heard it here first.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.